Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back again here with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show here on WCBM 680. And that's also our phone number, WCBM 680, which translates numerically to 410-922-6680 for the alphabetically challenged, or 800-922-6680 for those of you outside the local Baltimore-Dowling area. We have a caller on the line, Peter in Preston. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing good, sir.
Good. What's up?
I received your magazine monthly. I really Maryland
Hunting Quarter.
That's
yeah.
a really nice book.
Well,
really
thank
nice
you.
Book.
Appreciate that, man.
And your poem, the Deer Hunter's poem.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
Yeah, good.
I killed a 15-pointer trophy deer this year in Preston, Maryland.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing. I just got the mount back this week.
Yep.
Mr. Walter Tinker Johnson is supposed to come down and score it for me.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that runs the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You had an article in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly about trying to rough score your own deer.
Yes.
Well, I'm still confused, but I can't figure out the main beam part of it.
Okay.
It splits like three times.
Yeah, exactly.
But
and that's what you got to figure out, which one is the main beam and which ones are the points off the main beam.
Yeah.
But having seen pictures of that buck, Peter, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at it right now on my phone, actually.
Uh-huh.
You've got 15 points. I don't know how many are on the right side. It looks like it's a big mainframe 8-point, basically. It's got what looks like four big main points on the right side. And then the left side, the top branch is kind of almost like it reminds me of one of those like red stags, you know, where you got a crown on the top.
Yes, sir.
It's very unique looking deer.
It's a beautiful mount, no matter what it scores.
No question. And that's not what it's all about, is the score. It's just nice to know where you rank. But what impresses me is the thickness, the amount of mass. You know.
It's got a lot of bone.
Yes, it does.
I got some dimensions for you that I've.
Sure, go right ahead, please.
Well, the inside spread is 16.5 inches.
Okay.
The outside spread is 23.75.
Wow.
From the base of the head to the top of the tallest point is 18 inches.
Yep.
And the base on one side is 5 7/8. And the base on the left side is 6 1/8.
Wow! I'm gonna guess on this deer, Peter. I'm gonna guess this deer is gonna rank in the high 170s, low 180s. I'm gonna say it's gonna gross higher than that, and net somewhere in there because the net score as a non-typical. The net score is a typical, of course, would be skewed a little bit because of all the other points on the other side. But I would say you're going to gross out at probably 185 or more, something in there, just because of the mass,
nice,
you know. Huh?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I mean, it's just a tremendous buck. And we're going to run a picture of it in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And I got your little story there and made the... Made that little tweak on there that you asked me to, and so I'm pretty impressed. I want to see this deer. I want to see this deer when I'm down your way. So
you're welcome to come anytime, sir.
I appreciate it, man.
Also, I got a better story after the kill.
Yeah.
I went and got my son Matthew and
yeah.
a couple of other gentlemen, Harry Lowski and Jonathan Whitby, to drag it out for me.
Sure.
And they had to drag it about 400 yards. Across the creek, stopping. Of course, I carried my doe decoy and my arrow. I was, Anyway, they dragged about 400 yards, and I had 1 mile or 100 yards of logging trail that they dragged it to, and I was parked on the other end of the logging trail in a man's backyard where I'm hunting Colvin's farm in Preston. And so Matthew told me to back my truck up to the end of the logging trail so they didn't have to carry it the other 100 yards.
Right.
Well, when I started backing up and I looked in my mirrors, all I seen was antlers. and I smacked the biggest tree in the forest. And then I pulled back up to get off the tree. When I put it in reverse, I smacked the tree again because all I saw was antlers in the mirror. It was so surreal.
You weren't too excited, were you? I'll tell you what.
I'm glad it was this and not.
That's a pretty good story. I like that. Oh, my. Well, you got the deer out, and our buddy down there in St. Michael's mounted that for you. Old Todd, hello, you still there? Did we lose Peter? I guess we did. Pete, you still there? Huh. Wow. Maybe he'll call back. We really didn't drop him. He dropped us. But Shannon Jones, Tidewater Whitetails, good friend, good taxidermist, mounted that deer for him and got it back in plenty of time. So, yeah, it was a 15-yard shot with a crossbow. The deer was raking some bushes and came up the trail, and Peter made a good shot on him. So we'll have that story in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and you folks will be able to see that photo as well. And when we go online, everybody will be able to see it online too. So that'll be coming out here in about 2 weeks. So we'll just we're working on it. We've actually included a fishing section, which I'm pretty pleased with, in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We're not going to go into the fishing business at all. We'll do it once a year in January or spring issue, February, March, April, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to build on it. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. Is he back? Hey, buddy, what happened? Hey, buddy, what happened?
I'm fortunate to live in an area where I lose reception.
Oh, that happens. Yeah, that happens. I was telling folks that Shannon down there at Tidewater Whitetails mounted that for you, Shannon Jones, and did a beautiful job. So
he did do a beautiful job, yeah. And I appreciate you listening to my story, sir.
Well, that's I'm glad to hear it. And anybody that needs some good masonry work done, you can call Peter down there where are you? Trap, I guess, is the business?
The business located at Trap, Maryland.
Yeah, I got you. All right, very good. Marth Masonry. All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Now, you're not going to do anything to top this one for a while, I don't think. But
well, and even though it only lasted probably a minute and a half, I'll be talking about it for 30 years, hopefully.
Well, you know what, Peter? That thing's going to be sitting there looking at you every day you walk in the house, and there's got to be some inkling every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I constantly have staring contests with it.
Do you? Who wins? Who wins? Since it has glass eyes, who's the winner?
Well, hey, I have to walk away, but I come back. I'm persistent.
Well, I can't wait to hear from you once you get the score, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right,
sir.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, a celebration of a great deer, you know, a great hunt, a great event, things that happened around it, a great story like that. And then we got these guys, and it's sad. Well, this is a big deer. I'm going to try and make as much off of it as I possibly can. I'm going to wait till somebody offers me money for it, or I'm going to wait till somebody pays me for my story, or I'm going to contact the manufacturer and see if they have, if they'll send me a free bow or whatever it might be. You know, that, what do you hunt for? What are you in it for? You know, our first caller today, Frank, he says, "Hey, I saw a squirrel who was looking at me, and water was dripping on his head and fanning out. The squirrel didn't matter. It didn't matter to the squirrel that he was getting beat on with raindrops." He said the water was bouncing off his head like a Japanese fan spread out. And he said, "We had a staring contest 10 yards away or whatever it was." And he said, "You know, we just don't see stuff like that." You don't see stuff like that. And that's what I'm talking about. If all you're interested in is, you know, killing the biggest, killing the best, and, you know, that type of thing, you know, there's Pete's got to have that deer scored, and he should. It's a huge deer, and I think he should score well and be high up in the ranks. Might be a new crossbow record. I don't know, but you know that's not why he's out there hunting. He's out there to have a good time, enjoy himself, and relax, and that's what it's all about. Let's talk to we'll talk to Bill in Manchester. Oh, resident goose hunting. Bill, good morning. How are you doing, buddy?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I was loading up the trailer, getting ready to head out.
Oh, yeah. You got some hunters coming in, do you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, M&A Guide Service up there in Manchester, Maryland. How long's the resident season in, Bill?
Run till March 5th.
March 5th, okay.
Yep.
Good. Well, you got a good day. Not as cold. It looks like the geese might be feeding. I was surprised. I talked to Kenny over at Hammer Hollow Outfitters. They had a party last Saturday out there, and the geese flew right away. You know, which surprised me. With everything being froze up on the bay, I would have thought those geese would have waited till, as in past years, as cold as it's been, you know, 9, 10, 11 o'clock to start flying. But he said they showed up. They limited out by 8 o'clock, and everything was good. But, you know, I guess it's kind of the same way here on the western shore with the resident goose season. You got birds that fly early and birds that fly mid-morning and birds that fly late.
Yeah, I think the majority of them are flying later in the morning towards midday.
Yeah, yep, yep.
We hunted last Saturday, and I don't think we killed our first bird till 9:30 or so.
Wow, okay.
A little later.
Yeah, that's good.
Yesterday they flew midday.
Yeah. Did you hear me talking about eating goose hearts?
I did not.
Ah, let me tell you what. I had Chesapeake Outdoors save me some goose hearts, about a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I cleaned them up. I cut all the fat off the top. I cut the big vein out of the aorta out with scissors. And then I slice them right down the middle and kind of like butterfly them. You know, you got a little chunk of meat there. But those goose hearts are anywhere from the size of walnut to maybe a hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
Okay. And you talk about delicious. I stir fried them last night in a little teriyaki and ginger glaze with the stir fry vegetables and stuff. Tell you what, good eating.
Wow.
Good eating. I mean, you know, the goose breast, I love to do them in the crock pot in chicken, either chicken gravy and chicken stock, or I did the last ones in mushroom gravy and sliced them thin. Made open-faced sandwich with gravy and mashed potatoes, just like an open-faced beef sandwich. Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff, man. Good
it
stuff.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Real good stuff.
I have yet to master a whole goose. I haven't been able to figure out how to cook a whole goose correctly yet.
Well, there is a recipe to that. What I usually do is put it in a cooking bag.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is breast up, I put an apple and a onion in the cavity.
Right.
Put bacon across the breast.
Yep.
Put it in a cooking bag. Put a little bit of flour in the bottom.
Okay.
And then cook it just like you would a chicken.
Okay.
You don't want to go real hot temperature in there.
Right.
But the hardest thing is if you do try and cook it like a chicken, it's going to get all tough and
dry. Yeah, we've had that experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cooking bag and low and slow, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. If not, you're going to have leather.
Yeah. Do you eat the skin?
No, I do not eat the skin. No, the skin is not a very tasty a portion of the bird.
Right, right. But I know guys that save legs and, you know, the bulk of them we breast out, and it's a really, really good good treat if you treat it right. So.
Yeah, well, I think the one fellow that hunts with me, Dave, that you met before, he debones everything, and then he parboils it in a spicy. It's like a Hungarian spices.
Ooh, okay.
And then he grinds it up and he mixes it with it's a spicy mayonnaise, and that stuff is awesome.
Wow!
Put it on a cracker. And,
I need to get that recipe.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now I know guys that are turning them into sausage and you know that type of thing. I know guys that, and I've had this done. We took about 10 goose breasts and had them brined and smoked. You know, in with the deer meat with one of the deer processors, and
right.
I will tell you what. You break out one of those goose breasts in a duck blind or a goose blind in the morning and slice it up pretty thin. It doesn't last long. So
yeah, that one fella Brent that hunts with me.
Oh yeah, Brent. Yep.
He does a pastrami goose, but we haven't had that in a while. There's a lot to that. You know, you got to brine it for a while and then low and slow.
Yep. Well, I've got. Dave Seacott, who writes for the Salisbury, Maryland paper and for our Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we've got a recipe going in the next issue on corned goose breast.
Okay.
And you know, you can use a venison roast, or you can use goose breast, and it's the same deal. You got to brine it, and you know, soak it, and you know, then cook it correctly, and that type of thing. So
right.
You know, but there's all kinds of things you can do. The first goose I had ever eaten, we were hunting over near Melitota over on the Eastern Shore. I think that's Kent County, I believe.
Yeah.
Out near Rock Hall, and there was a Sporting Clays range out there, and they offered deer hunting. So we went deer hunting and went the night before, and the ladies at the lodge had cooked up goose burgundy. Oh my goodness. Oh. With big old noodles, I'm telling you what.
Wow.
Nice stuff.
Good.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
Good. So.
But anyway,
I'm hoping with this weather, it's really been hard on the birds here for a little while.
Yes, it has.
Hopefully things get a little bit better, and hopefully they're not none of the weather people are correct about snowstorm coming.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to be a whole lot of fun.
Nope.
At all. But yeah, got a few more spots out there if anybody's looking.
Okay.
To get out before March 5th.
Sure. I'll probably go with you a day. We took Laura and Jacob with Jimmy Schillinger was very gracious and offered us a trip at Papa John's Farm down in Severn. Mm-hmm. And we limited out on our geese. That was the second year Jacob had been, first time Laura had ever gone.
Okay.
And she knocked him down with that Franke 20 gauge. So
she's a good shot.
Yeah, she's a good shot.
Good in September.
Yep. So, yep, she's come a long way. So,
Very good, buddy.
There you go, man. All right. Well, we'll be up with you. Don't forget about me.
No, not at all. I'll be in touch, Alan.
We get through this next magazine, which you might have heard me say we're doing a fishing section, which is probably going to be 24 to 32 pages in the middle of the magazine, you know, as well as all the hunting stuff. And a lot of deer pictures and that type of thing going on. And, you know, once we get through that, then I'll be ready to go hunting again. So.
Very nice.
All right, buddy. And I'll probably be up in Manchester today to pick up my my 1187. I had it dipped up there at Backwoods Taxidermy and Hydrographics. Do you know him?
Yes.
Yeah,
they do a real good job over there.
Yeah, they do. So Tom Corbin. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yep. There goes Bill Manchester. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're talking about, you name it, we're talking about it today. And if you'd like to change the topic, we'd be glad to do that. I think when we come back from this little break, we're going to talk about this proposal in Frederick County here, rifles versus shotguns. And we'll talk about that. But it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're getting ready for fishing season. They're winding line on rods and on reels. They've got trolling rods ready to go. They've got all the trout bait, all the perch fishing gear, the live baits rocking and rolling. And you can get that fishing report at 247-3474. Call them up, 247-FISH. That's 410-247-FISH for an up-to-date fishing report at Clyde Sports Shop. And they got all the fine firearms. Of course, firearm season winding down. The gunsmith is busy with cleaning guns and straightening guns out and, you know, fixing guns and realigning things and taking care of things and you name it. Whatever gunsmiths do, that's what he's doing. And Clyde's has gotten a nice line of handguns in now. And so, you know, they'll walk you through the process with the new handgun regulations, and you can check that out for personal protection. I saw some Mossberg shotguns there for those of you who are interested in home protection. They've got those as well, kind of a mid-range gun for home protection, which I always recommend a shotgun. But anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Website is clydesports.com. 242-6108, 410-242-6108 is Clyde Sports Shop. It is time for the Maryland 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Anglers Log Dog to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, visit the fishing rule book, check the fishing rule book out, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, February 1st to the 9th, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, with celebrity appearances from Michael Wandel, Lee and Tiffany, and many more. Plus tons of events for the entire family, including the NRA Country Jam. Start your adventure now by getting your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alligators grow so mean. Lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Old Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mouse of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Poke salad, Annie. You got your granny.
All right, we're back. We'll take that break in a few minutes. All right, we've got some changes here to a proposal from a county commissioner in Frederick County. And as I read through this thing, I'm confused. It's so poorly written. It's so poorly written. But let me boil it down. The county commissioner wants to be able to give the right to farmers and their families to use rifles to harvest deer on their farms or any location 50 acres or more in a shotgun zone. And he wants to be able to expand deer hunting in Frederick County to, you know, Sundays and, you know, more opportunities for muzzleloader and add a week for rifle, another week in January for rifle. The guy wants a bunch of deer killed in Frederick County. Here's the issue, however. It's not, to me, it's not whether or not you use a rifle or a shotgun in Frederick County to kill a deer. It is the fact that the farmers certain farmers in Frederick County will not allow hunters to come in on their property and hunt recreationally for white-tailed deer. They depend on crop damage permits and their buddies to come in. And in a shotgun zone, they can't kill a deer, a white-tailed deer, in the rifle season or any other time. They can't kill a deer at 200 yards or 250 yards with a shotgun. And that's what they want to be able to do. And that's what this commissioner wants folks to be able to do. He wants to just expand the rifle hunting regulation. He wants to basically, like I said, add rifles or use rifles in a shotgun-only zone to, what do I want to say, make it convenient for farmers to kill more deer. Now, Frederick County, you know, there was an article came out in the paper that these farmers thought it was a great idea to invite state police to come and hunt their farms, you know, because they're, quote, safe and more familiar with firearms, which tells me that some of the farmers in Frederick County may have had problems with hunters in the past, may have had issues, but, you know, you got to screen the people that come on your property. You got, and I hunt in Frederick County on occasion, but this whole rifle versus shotgun thing, it's just a kind of a real, in my opinion, with all due respect there, Billy Shreve, Frederick County Commissioner, this is sloppy. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish other than to cater to your farmers to get reelected. It's just sloppy to me. And anybody wants to read this, I mean, I'm more than glad to send you a copy of it. But, you know, hunting will occur, O-C-C-O-R, from an elevated position. Fro-man, elevated position, shooting direction will always be toward the ground. Antler restrictions, three or more points on one side. A focus, one word, a focus, on it on antler size forces the hunter to take the time to investigate the target thoroughly prior to shooting. I mean, this is just, it looks like a sixth grader wrote this. And, you know, no offense there, Commissioner, but, you know, Did you just type this while you were thinking about it? Did you not go back and do spell check, or did you not go back and, you know, try and do a little grammar check on this thing? I don't know. Those of you in Frederick County, I don't know what you have to put up with, but, you know, if you're trying to increase hunting opportunities, that's one thing. If you're trying to cater to your farmers and allow them to use rifles in a shotgun area where it's deemed unsafe to use rifles so they can kill more deer on crop damage permits, which seems to be your emphasis, well, you're not going to get a lot of support from the hunting community. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. It's okay to show someone at the office some love. It may even be good for morale. Let's make it clear, we're not talking about having affairs, but demonstrating something experts call compassionate love. Researchers say that when coworkers genuinely care about one another, there's less absenteeism and increased employee satisfaction. Workers can show compassionate love by buying a cup of coffee for a colleague who's been up late with a new baby, or offering to cover for a coworker who has a doctor's appointment. Studies have found that small acts of kindness and compassion in the workplace can be contagious. A person encouraged to take time off for a personal issue is more likely to respond compassionately when another colleague needs help. Employees who worked in compassionate environments reported increased job satisfaction and greater commitment to the organization. Bosses can get in on this on their own way, starting by treating those around them with more compassion and incorporating formal company-wide policies like flexible work hours. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-804-4702. 1-888-804-4702. That's 1-888-804-4702. 1-888-804-4702.
Okay, the podcast was mentioned earlier in the show, and we want to direct your attention to the podcast. You can find the podcast for any show on ellisoutdoors.com, my last name, outdoors.com. The show goes up usually Tuesday or Wednesday here on the WCBM.com site, and then after that, it's picked up and put on Ellis Outdoors. Also, email address is Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. We do have a Facebook site for The Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have a Facebook site for Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We have a Facebook site for Maryland Loves Crabs and a Facebook site for Ellis Outdoors. I don't coordinate those. That is, someone else does that. I do contribute to them if we have a guest on the show or something like that. I put that up there, but, you know, that's pretty much run by somebody else. So, you know, I'm made aware of everything that goes on, but I'm not a social media fanatic, quite frankly. All right. Just wanted to point that out. That once more, the best way to contact me and anything you hear on the show that I'm reading from or quote from is available. If you have interest in getting a copy of it, like this proposal for, you know, this rifle versus shotgun proposal, this alleged countywide comprehensive mess in Frederick County, you know, expand rifle hunting on 50 acres or more and changes to the deer damage permit thing and extended hunting seasons and Sunday huntings and, you know, access to hunt public land, initiate a pilot program to allow hunting in county-owned land, parks, landfill, accessory. This will only occur, you know, one through three, the deer damage permit, you know, in other words, yeah, we might open some county land for some managed programs, but, you know, we're going to hold the DNR hostage to these other plans, and then maybe we'll make public land available. Why don't you guys take a clue from Howard County or Montgomery County if you want to cut down on the managed number of deer strikes on Frederick County roads and you know, deer damage. So just take a clue there, Commissioner. Can you tell I'm a big fan of this guy? Anyway, let's talk a little bit about rabies. We have an article going in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly about raccoon trapping. And we've gotten some feedback on our trapping articles in the past. People don't like it that we put, you know, trapping articles in there, how to trap red foxes and that type of thing. And then the next one, we'll probably get a little more feedback with the dog-proof traps for raccoon trapping. But I pulled up some laboratory-confirmed animal rabies cases in Maryland for 2013. 352 cases of rabies. Every county had some. The bulk of those were raccoon cases. 219 confirmed cases of rabies out of 352, or 62%, were raccoon-related. Bats accounted for 14% of those cases, which were 50 bat cases statewide. Baltimore City had 14. Anne Arundel County had 10. Anne Arundel County is a hot spot for rabies, as is Montgomery and Worcester County. Cats, and I'm going to guess these are feral cats, maybe some domestic cats, 6%, 20 cases. No cows had rabies last year. We did have one case of dog rabies, 30 foxes, 9 groundhogs, 219 raccoons, 19 skunks, one goat, one horse, and one opossum. And that's the breakdown for 352 cases. Annually, as far as monthly is concerned, you know, it's more rampant between March and October. You know, 15 cases in January, 12 in November, none in December, but, you know, as many as 49 cases in May, 42 in June, 34 in July, 40 in August, 46 in September. And the interesting part of this to me was the fact that, you know, you've got animals like groundhogs, you know, bats, cats, foxes, raccoons, skunks, you know, 19 cases of skunk rabies. But the groundhogs really surprised me. 9 cases of rabies in groundhogs, I find very interesting. So, anyway, just so you know, be aware of it out there that it's endemic in the population. If don't mess with an animal that you're unfamiliar with, if you see an animal acting strangely, a wild animal that acts tame or aggressive, stay away from it. Call somebody that can help. You know, call animal control. Call the Department of Natural Resources and tell them what's going on. Don't take matters into your own hands if you suspect rabies. And by all means, if you're ever bitten by one of these animals, get a medical attention immediately. It's better to take the shot than make the investment. It is expensive. It's going to cost you a couple thousand dollars if you get bitten by an animal that happens to have rabies. But you know what's worth the investment, that couple thousand dollars or your life? You tell me. Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Got the ice fishing report?
I don't have an ice fishing report, but I will tell you they are ice fishing in various locations in Maryland. Not Chesapeake Bay, although I went across the bridge the other day and it looked like you could. Deep Creek Lake, they're doing great on perch and pike and some other species up there, northern pike. And I understand they're fishing in some of the other northeast areas of the state through the ice for yellow perch.
Yeah, you know, I have a website where I buy some things. They got Made in America boots and all, Blaine's Farm.
Yeah.
And they have like, I guess they use in Wisconsin, they got those houses that they use.
Yeah, the ice houses.
All the gadgets. The reason I called you.
Did you hear the story I did on Lake Maid Beer earlier? Huh?
Now, how long ago was that?
Oh, I don't know, an hour, maybe?
No, I mean, today?
Yeah.
I wasn't up at 5. I didn't get up till 6.
Well, shame on you.
Yeah, so. I enjoyed the guy talking about the eels the other week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lake Maid Beer I can't find the story, but I think it's in Minnesota or Wisconsin, one of those places. Lake Maid is the angler's beer, the official beer of Rebel or Rapala. Rapala. They're actually using drones to deliver their cases of beer out to ice fishing shacks on the lakes out there.
You know, I saw something on the TV over there around Russia or something like that, and all those guys go out in the sea to fish.
Yeah.
A big chunk of ice broke out, and they all drifted out to sea. They had to get helicopters.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's called Lake Maid, LAKEMAID. Well, like mermaid, only yeah. Lake Maid. Beer, yeah. You can go on their website and check it out. They've got a video of them delivering a case of beer with a drone. Yeah.
Do I still have time to get those pictures to you?
Are you going to eat? No. Nope. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll do it next time.
I guess. Yep. No, we're buttoning that up this week. So all the pictures are done and everything is everything's getting ready to go to press here very shortly. So.
I guess how successful it is with the fishing, you'd probably do it again.
If it's successful, yeah. I mean, it looks like it's going to be, and I think it'll be well received. We just want to get comments on it once people see it. So.
Yeah, I know the other magazines really had a lot of good feedback on them.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay, Andy.
Peace, brother. Take care.
See you, buddy. Thanks. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Your headquarters for fishing and hunting here in Maryland. You need a firearm for home protection, for hunting or shooting sports, they've got it. Need one, A5 for waterfowl, you need a Satori for shotgun sports, they've got it. Need a trap gun, yep. Need a handgun for home protection or just target shooting, they got it. Clyde Sports Shop. You need You need some power bait for trout fishing. Got it. You need some hooks for perch. Got it. You need some shad darts. Got it. You need trolling baits for rockfish. Got it. You need bass fishing lures. Got it. Need a scope for your gun, muzzleloader, shotgun. Got it. Clyde Sports Shop. Gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, reloading shot. Got that. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Fishing line on your reels. Got it. Live bait, minnows. Got it. You got it? You got the point? Yeah. 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Clyde Sports Shop. Website, clydessports.com. Two S's in the middle. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, 242-6108. 242-6108. Stop by. Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge, and Clyde's is a citation center. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Did I do this already this hour? Did I? Well, this is a bonus then, I guess. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. Check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log, all on the website, to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, or check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. Again, www.dnr, Department of Natural Resources, .maryland, spelled out, .gov, G-O-V. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning.
Got an email from a trapping buddy of mine. And he actually was the one that found and pulled the bat out of the house in Worcester County, the one case of rabies in Worcester County that was spread by bat. However, there were 50 bat cases of rabies, 10 in Anne Arundel, 14 in Baltimore City, and Montgomery had 9. The rest of them were 5 and under. But he recommended that if you have a suspected animal with rabies, call your local county health department. And the way you do that is you go to let me give you this website address if you want to write it down. It's msa.maryland.gov, msa.maryland.gov. And what I simply did was I went to Bing and typed in Maryland County Health Departments, and it took me to this website. And says local government health care, local health departments, and then there's a listing on there for county health departments. If you click on that link, it gives you every county in Maryland of their website, and you can go right to their health department, Allegheny County, Anne Arundel, all in alphabetical order. But I'm thinking that might be a good resource if somebody put together a list of contact information for people to call and published it somewhere for people to call if they have suspected cases of rabies in their area. Maybe we could find more of these animals and dispatch them and put public safety, make ourselves a little bit safer. I don't know. What do you think? All right. We're coming up to the end of the show here. We have time for one more call. If you get in here real quick, if you have something to say, 410-922-6680. You're welcome to give us a call at this point. Or just keep listening to me prattle on about something. We covered a lot of ground today. We talked about Beretta Beretta establishing a new location in Tennessee, an expansion of Beretta Industries into Gallatin, Tennessee. They were looking for a Second Amendment-friendly state. You know, Beretta has its headquarters here in Maryland. And they are moving their newest facility. They're moving it, not moving out of Maryland, not moving that facility, but they're building a facility in Gallatin, Tennessee, $45 million facility, 300 jobs. And the Maryland response was, ho-hum, you know. They make assault rifles. We don't need those jobs, and we don't need that, that company, you know. So be it. And Tennessee's response was, yee-haw, come on down. So we talked about that a little bit. We talked about rabies. We talked about a deer management plan in Frederick County. We talked about some of the concepts coming up for changes in the hunting regulations. There are some in fur bearer trapping regulations, a couple little tweaks to the system there. We talked a little bit about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And what else did we talk about? We talked about resident goose season. Youth Waterfowl Day is next Saturday. And that's for ducks and geese, just an extension of the regular season for one day for youngsters 16 and under. To be supervised by an adult without a firearm. It's for the kids, just like the early day was. What else did we talk about? I don't know. A lot of stuff. But if you'd like to reach us here, anytime during the week, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We're working on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly this week, going to press, and that should be out this coming week. That should be out around the 10th or so of the month for the spring issue. Fishing forecast in there. We want to thank the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for their wonderful contributions to that. Couldn't have done it without them. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up here. So, you know, it's getting to be spring. February is a little slow time. Our producer's falling asleep. You know, I don't know if he's going to make it through Alan Summers' show, The Garden Club, or not. But you're going to be all right? You sure? Okay. I know Alan will keep you awake. He's pretty dynamic and exciting. So we'll look forward to that. And then what else are we doing this week? Well, we got the Great American Outdoor Show. I don't know if I'll be able to sneak away a day and get up to Harrisburg or not. I'm hoping to be able to. I'm looking forward to going up and seeing those folks and seeing what that show's all about. So we've been promoting it for months, and so that sounds like a good time for those of you who would like to go. You can get your tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org if you'd like to get your tickets for that. Don't forget the Maryland Fishing Challenge, dnr.maryland.gov. Go to the Fisheries Service page, and there's a whole description of the rules and regulations of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Find it kind of exciting that blue cats and flathead cats and northern snakeheads have been added to the the fishing challenge. So anyway, I have talked and talked and talked and talked, and we were hoping for more callers. But you know what? We try to pique their interest a little bit. We did get a nice call from Pete down there in Preston, who killed that nice big deer, Pete Morath. And I'll tell you what, very impressive. Picture will be with in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly on that one too. And I can't wait to hear the score on that buck. But it's going to be in the 180s. I'm thinking just tremendous thick antlers, 6-inch bases. 5 7/8 and 6 1/8. Tremendous. All right. Well, I guess pretty soon we're going to be getting out of here, right? Yeah. If you have any interest in sponsoring the Outdoors and Radio Show, if you're a hunter or fisherman and you have a business and want to reach fellow hunters and fishermen, consumers, you know, we buy cars and we buy, heating, air conditioning. We need a new roof. We have services that we take advantage of, and you can listen to the show and listen to some of our sponsors, Battery Warehouse and Bayline X, and, not just sporting goods, WW Tire and Auto Service. We thank all those folks for sponsoring the show, but easiest way is get a hold of me by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Good time of year to get me. Our inventory is good as far as availability, and we could work with you, and maybe you'd like to have your business sponsor this show as a presenting sponsor, presented by your business, or maybe your business outdoorsman radio show. Done that in the past, too. That's called a title sponsorship.